Hey there, and welcome to Truth Talk. I am Ijeoma Anyanwu, and this is where real conversations meet truth, inspiration, and a whole lot of heart. Whether we are diving into life, faith, family, or purpose, you can count on honest, uplifting, and thought-provoking solutions. So grab your coffee or tea, get comfy, and let's talk truth. Not in the rule book. Not in the rule book. Little fire, you're heaven out here. That's what the truth is. What do you do when the path ahead is blurry and unclear? You don't have answers, and somehow it looks like God is silent. Do you freeze? Or do you keep moving on? In today's talk, we're going to be looking at how you can move on with confidence, even when the road is not clear. Also, how to recognize when the seasons have changed. If you are seeing my face for the first time, please hit the subscribe button, hit the notifications, and give this video a big thumbs up, because every week we'll be dropping life-transforming videos. Meanwhile, don't go anywhere. Hello and welcome to Truth Talk. My name is Ijeoma Anyanwu, and I'm passionate about helping faith people break free from routine religion and into a deeper, more vibrant, and consistent walk with God. Many years ago, that's about 27 or 28 years ago, as a young missionary, I decided that I think it's time for me to go back to Liberia, where I was born and grew up, to further my education. Of course, everybody around me at that time thought it was a good idea. I thought it will help me serve God better, so why not? So God prepared, left the northern part of the country, went down to the south, and started all the preparations, you know, with my sister at the time. She helped me and we got everything ready. The day before the ship was supposed to sail, because at that time in Liberia, where the war was on, you know, there was ceasefire. And so, you know, people were going in, and it was just great. So no planes were flying, so ship was the only way. So slept at the port, got ready, and the next day we're ready. We are all lined up. Many people had entered the ship with all their luggage, all the goods and things they were going with. It was massive, you know. And I was just there waiting, like already imagining being in Liberia, seeing my dad and my family members that I had not seen for a while. I was excited. And then all of a sudden, I started to hear, the ship is leaving, the ship is leaving. And initially, I was not getting what that was about. I came to myself like out of a dream, and I saw that the ship was actually like moving and going. And then the people ahead of me rushed towards the ship, and they were all watching, the ship is leaving. And I stood and I was watching, like, what in the world is going on? How can we be here and the ship is leaving? After we've spent the whole night, others have entered, I'm just about ready to enter. How can this ship be leaving? So I was just standing and thinking, but that was exactly what happened. The ship didn't stop and went off to Liberia. I remember leaving that place feeling so shattered, feeling so confused. Like, what just happened? And coming back, I thought, you know, my sister and I were like, hey, maybe, you know, other plans. And I remember that my dad's friend was somewhere, you know, in the city where I lived at the time in Lagos. So I went to see him, you know, I have to see him. So I went to him, explained things, and he was like, not a problem. I'll be going to Liberia, you know, with the helicopter, you know, with the ECOMOG soldiers. You can follow me in. And I was like, yay, great. And I left there feeling excited. And I went and I don't recall whether it was when I got home from that visit or a day after. I remember while I was still, you know, in that mood of excitement, because it was like next week, you know, that was the agreement, next week we'll go. And I heard this still quiet voice, "Won't you go and pray about this?" And I didn't need to argue because I knew it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. So I was like, okay. I decided to take some time to fast and pray. I made inquiries, got the address of a guest house with the little I had, the much I had as a young missionary. I went, got booked the guest house. So I went in with the intention of spending at least 3 days to hear from the Lord. And I remember that just on that first day, as I opened the scripture, I began to read. I had been just reading about Ruth. And I said to the Lord as I opened the scripture, "Lord, speak to me and guide my heart. I know you can speak to me through your word wherever I am." And true to that prayer, God opened my eyes and I saw the way Boaz was saying to Ruth, "Don't go anywhere else, because any other place you will be harmed. Stay here with my men." And I heard the Lord speaking to my heart, "Don't go anywhere. You have come to seek refuge in me. You have found a dwelling in me. Stay here with me. I will bless you in this land. Forget about going back to your people. I'll take care of them." And then he said to me, "Every one of them that you need to see, I'll make sure that they come here to see you." You know, after that experience, I remember going back to the hotel, to where I was staying. In fact, the fast broke that day because there was no reason to fast again. The answer had come, I broke the fast. But I just stayed out because I had prayed. So I just stayed, continued my study, reading through the Bible and all of that. But when I got back to where I was staying, the next day I went to church because the next day was service. So I just was in that worship and just shedding tears that God was merciful enough to intercept a journey that was not in line with what he had for me. And I was so happy, so happy. I remember that after I called some people who knew my leaders and all of that to tell, you know, some felt, "Why, that's foolish, you should have just gone ahead, you've done so much." But at that point, I wasn't moved because I was so sure that I had done what, you know, God wanted me to do. That was to abort the trip and report back to my base. And I did that. You know, I reported back to my base. In our last talk, we looked at Abraham and Sarah. We saw how, you know, God called Abraham and he took his family, the wife, his nephew, and the people they had, and they moved to where they didn't know. There was no clear destination. He just said to the place that I will show you. And they just decided to go to follow the Lord. So, one thing we have to understand that in our walk with God, you have to be willing to trust the one who calls you. The one, you may not know all the answers, but the one who calls you knows the answer. So you need to trust that he knows your situation. He's got it all planned out. Trust him. Trust that everything that needs to be taken care of, he will make sure that those things are handled. Sometimes we make that mistake of thinking, because I have this responsibility, so I can't obey you right now, or I can't listen to the call right now because I have all these things, so I can't. No, you need to. It's important that we obey what the Lord is saying. Like Abraham and Sarah, they had many reasons. He was 75, she was 64. That's enough reasons not to move. You know, at that age, where do you want to start going, old people? But Abraham knew in his walk with God that the issue of obeying God wasn't something to argue about. And that's one thing you have to come to in your relationship with God, that when God speaks, I must obey. Because you have to understand that when God speaks, it's for your good. It's for your good. For me, I realized that after that episode with the sheep, I saw that It wasn't just that God has saved me from being out of his will. But do you know, a couple of months down the line, what we thought was a ceasefire was reversed, and one of the most terrible wars took place. It was so terrible, they call it the octopus, and I heard about it later, that it was so horrible, so many people died. When I heard that, my heart was even more, I was trembling before God at how amazing God is. So what if I had decided not to go? What if I have felt, Lord, I have come too far, I can't go back now? What would my story have been? I know what it wouldn't be, and that is, it wouldn't be what it is today if I had not listened to God. That's why when it comes to talking, to walking with God, we must listen. You don't need to have all the answers. If you are sure that God is speaking, you must obey his call. You must just train yourself to do that, because you must come to a place of understanding, a place where you can tell yourself that God loves me. You must trust his love for you. You must trust his plan. In the book of Jeremiah, the Lord said, I know the thoughts that I have for you, speaking to his people. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. We need to believe that. You need to believe that. It mustn't only be in our head as a memory verse. It's actually God's word to you and me. And it's so important in these times where there are so many options all over the place, to understand that one, God loves you. Two, he has a good plan for your life. A plan that cannot be compared to any that you have for yourself or that anybody else has for you. And that's why in obeying him, even when it's not clear, but you are sure that this is what God wants you to do, is something that you must do. You must train yourself to do that. Train yourself to obey the Lord. Train yourself to answer when God is calling you, you know. Because sometimes when God is speaking to you, it's because he's wanting to do something new. In my case, at that time, I sensed something new, but I thought the new was go to school. That's a new thing. Go and finish. Go and equip yourself further and you'll be more effective. Because that was the desire of my heart. I wanted to go get more education. So when I started having that, I thought, yes, that's it. And that's something you don't want to do. So it's important that we obey, because in obeying, we are able to know when God is speaking, when he's saying a season has come to an end, and then what he wants us to do in that season. That was one lesson I learned in that season, you know, that it's not just enough to hear, but to know what exactly is God saying. So you can sense there's a change maybe somewhere and you are sensing it, but it's not enough to sense what is he saying right now. And how do you know when the seasons are changing? There are things, symptoms. One of them, you start feeling unease. Where you were before, you used to feel comfortable. You are no longer, you are uncomfortable in that space. So you know that, okay, something new is about to happen. You know, something new is about to happen. Also, where you used to be and used to feel so happy whenever you are there, maybe it's a job, maybe it's a school, you were always excited. All of a sudden, there's no excitement. Actually, you are irritated. All of those are signs that the seasons or the season is changing, and you need to stop and say, Lord, what is going on here? What are you saying to me? And whatever he reveals to you, you need to obey. You need to obey. Why? Because in your obedience, you grow. You grow. Your walk with him becomes better. That's just the summary of it. Every time you obey the Lord, he's speaking to you and you are obeying, your walk becomes better. You know, you experience his blessing. So that story I started telling you about. So it wasn't just that he delivered me from that war and getting out of his will, but also a couple of months later in that same year, I got engaged. The following year, I got married. So in obeying God, I found myself right in the center of his will for my life. Okay. And there are many of us, we find ourselves in places we don't need to be just because we decided this is not comfortable for me, even though I know this is what God wants, it's not comfortable. That's a language that is foreign in the kingdom. It's not what is comfortable. It's always about, like Jesus would say, my food is to do the will of him who has called me and to finish it. That's the mindset of a kingdom person. Your will, O Lord, that's my watchword. Your will is my command. That's what I live for. So when we say Jesus is Lord, that's what we mean. That whatever he says takes priority over every other thing, over every other person. So it's very, very important. So when you obey God, growth happens, maturity happens. You see yourself moving from one season to the next season, from one phase to the next phase. But to see that, then you must be that person who is very quick to say, Lord, whatever you say. It doesn't matter how far. It doesn't matter how far I could have used that excuse. Lord, you know, I've come too far. I've spent so much money. I've come all the way. Everybody knows I'm leaving. What will happen when I go back? Those were no considerations for me because I had already come to a place in my walk with God where from the very beginning, what you say, that's my life. My life is about you. I don't have any other plan outside of you. So if we must make this Christian life like Abraham, like Sarah, let's be willing to go all the way, even when we don't know, even when everywhere looks foggy. Let's be willing to go all the way. So I ask you, what uncertainty are you going through right now? You've heard, you are sensing it, but for some reason, it's so unclear that you don't have all the answers, so you don't want to think about it. Or maybe you have gone through this just like me, and you have your testimonies, and God is helping you grow. Okay, of course, we continue to grow until Jesus returns. Please comment down below. I would love to hear from each of us. How has your experience been in that area? In our next talk, I'm going to be talking about how obeying God sometimes can lead you into a predicament. And that was what happened to Sarah. So we'll be talking about how obeying God can lead you into a predicament. You don't want to miss that. So if you are here for the first time, please remember to hit the subscribe button, hit the notifications, give this video a big thumbs up, because every week, by the grace of God, we'll be dropping life transforming videos, and you do not want to be left out. So until our next talk, stay strong, stay put. And this is Ijoma Anyanwu saying bye-bye for now.